Thank you for joining us this morning as we're back in the book of John, the Gospel according to John. And this week we'll be looking at chapter 3 with a well-noted passage of the man that came to Jesus by night, the man Nicodemus. Let's look to our Lord in prayer. Father, we come in your presence and ask that you might calm our hearts, that you might bring us into a state of being able to hear your word and to be able to settle down our hearts. We might take it in. We just ask that your spirit might lead. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we know that the word of God builds up the saints and encourages those that are his. So we just pray that you might guide us and lead us in this study. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. If you recall the last time in chapter 2, the last few verses of that chapter blends in quite well with the beginning of chapter 3. We read in 2:23, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." So when he makes this clear, the very fact of his all-knowing and all-powerful ability, this one that John chapter 1 tells us was the Word of God, that great title, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father. This one, Jesus Christ, is God manifest in the flesh. So as we see here in 2:23 down to the end of chapter 2, that he did not commit himself, or it's the same word in the previous verse for believe. He did not believe all of their professions merely because they claimed to believe him based on what they saw in the miracles. He knew what was in their heart. He did not need anyone to testify of these people, for he himself knew what was in the very heart of man. The Lord knows who are his. The Lord knows who is a true child of God. Many would follow because of the miracles. But when it comes to true faith in Christ as their Lord and Savior, we know that Christ knows truly who are his children. And as we review on that, we jump into chapter 3. The Lord that knows all, the Lord that knows the heart of every man, John chapter 3 shows us a man named Nicodemus, who had come by night. He would not come in the daylight. He would not come in front of the multitudes, but he would come inquiring about this one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord surely knew his heart. Let's read the passage, verses 1-13. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whence it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how should ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So we see here, cutting off at verse 13, the dialogue between the Lord Jesus Christ and this man, Nicodemus. Well, we might ask, whatever happened to Nicodemus? If we move over in the book of John to chapter 7 and verse 50, it tells us then that Nicodemus said unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, being one of them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went into his own house. So here we see one's questioning Nicodemus later on in John 7. But the scripture there says in the parentheses of verse 50, that this one that came to Jesus by night being one of them. This man Nicodemus had put his trust and faith in this one that we're looking at in John chapter 3. If you'll move on further in the book of John to chapter 19, and we see there in verse 39, and this is after the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes and about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it up in linen cloths with the spices as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. Here we see Nicodemus, one of the few that literally touched the Lord Jesus after his death, before he was put into the grave. It's been well noted that only those that were children of God touched the very Lord himself between his death and his burial. He was not touched by what we might say an unclean thing. Those that were his bound him up, gave him a burial, with spices and aloes, the things that pertain to a honorable burial. Yet then we would see how on the third day the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave, showing that he was accepted by the Father, having done the very perfect and only sacrifice for the sin of the world. His death had been accepted. He had been risen from the grave, and he'd be seen by many. Now, as we go back to John 3, we think of Nicodemus. This one Nicodemus, which it had said in John 7 was one of them, one of the children of God now. It said in John 19 that he was one of the few that was there at the very burial of the Lord Jesus, and he took care of some of the practical points of the burial, bringing spices and aloes. Yet now, as we're back in John 3, let's see the position of Nicodemus before he was a child of God. If you remember back there in verse 1, there's a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. The Pharisees, these were spiritual people, you may say religious would be a better word, of the Jews that were very legalistic. They were very hard. They were in some form looking for the Messiah, but yet most of them, with the exception of a few like Nicodemus, would seek to kill and to destroy the Lord Jesus, as you see in John chapter 5 through chapter 11 and 12. On through the middle of the book of John, they were very contentious against this one that, being a man, they said, thou makest thyself God. The very thing that the book of John teaches us, they looked to stone him for. Well, this man Nicodemus, as it becomes apparently clear, did not follow the route most of the Pharisees did. He came here seeking the answers that this one, the Lord Jesus, had brought to him, had brought to a lost and dying world. My friend, I would ask you the same thing. As the scripture tells us that no man seeketh after God, and that the Spirit of God must draw someone. My friend, the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Spirit, draws every man. At some point in time, you'll have that opportunity when the Spirit of God is dealing with you. And then, by Him initiating that conviction, that convicting power of His Spirit upon you, then, as Nicodemus, the question is, what will you do when He's dealing with you? Will you be as Nicodemus after the Lord had dealt with him? He sought the one who is there as his Savior. Nicodemus, a man of the Pharisees, yet he went to the very one the Pharisees sought to destroy. We see how in verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. You see, at this point, Nicodemus didn't quite understand who this one was. The Lord was going to discuss these things with him about his spiritual condition, and there would be a point in time when Nicodemus would be convicted by the Spirit of God, yet right here we see his inquiry. He doesn't quite yet know who this one, Jesus Christ, is. He was acknowledging that he was a man that God was with him, but he did not yet see that this was God manifest in the flesh. He spoke of his miracles, and he said, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. But the truth is that this was God, a very God, that he was talking to. Now when we move down to verse 3, the first answer from the Lord Jesus Christ said, Jesus answered in verse 3 and said unto him, verily, verily, or truly, truly, or amen, amen, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, this verse means a great deal to you listening out there today. If you know Christ as your Savior, I'm sure you would rejoice in the very reading of His Word. But to you that is lost and knows not Christ, did you notice how it said, except a man be born again, he cannot? It doesn't say he may not. It says he cannot see the kingdom of God. We see here that the word born again is the word anothing in the original language, the Greek. Anothing meaning born from above, born of God. John, in the first epistle of John, later in the scripture, uses that term, born of God, time and time again. Except a man be born again, or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And as we close out today, keep that very thought in mind, as we'll pick up perhaps even next week in John 3 once again. And there we'll see just what Nicodemus was thinking and what he was asking, how he had stumbled at the very phrase, you must be born again. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and The Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Contact us if you have any spiritual concerns at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsour, North Carolina. Thank you and have a good day.